This week, Marin Alsop became the next conductor of the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra. She begins in 2007. She already conducts the Bournemouth Symphony in Great Britain. She studied it under Leonard Bernstein and Seiji Ozawa. She's a jazz violinist with her own swing band and is known as a champion of contemporary American music. But the lead of most stories announcing her appointment in Baltimore this week have noted first and foremost that she is a she. Marin Alsop is the first woman to be chosen to conduct a major American symphony. Maestro Alsop joins us in our studios. Thanks so much for being with us.
It's great to be here. Thanks.
Have we all made too much of that?
I've almost had enough of it. could probably go another round, but it's great to be a part of history, but it makes me a little bit sad that in the 21st century, this kind of history can still be made.
I wonder if you've got an answer in your mind now as to why is it there's been a woman Secretary of State, there have been so many women astronauts, women stock car racers. Why have symphony conductors been one of the last categories?
It's probably twofold. Classical music is quite a conservative industry. Mm-hmm. We're still dressing the same way we dressed, 150 years ago for concerts. Mm-hmm. And the experience, a lot of it is museum-like and reverential in a certain way. And people have an archetypal image of what the maestro is about. Even I do. Certainly doesn't look like me. But I think probably more importantly, it's the abstract idea of an ultimate authority figure. And to date, I think we haven't changed our perception of that person from male to female or without gender. So that's what's so fascinating to me. I try to always be very cognizant of my reactions to new situations in regards to gender. When I was on a plane recently, I just looked in to see who was flying the plane as I got on board, and there were three women in the cockpit, and I was nervous for a moment, but it was, of course, the best flight I've ever had in my life. But I was so fascinated with my personal reaction to it, which was sheerly because I wasn't accustomed to it.
I have to ask, according to press reports, there were some members of the Baltimore Symphony who wanted the search to go on, indicating they weren't altogether pleased that the search had settled on you.
Right.
Now, I gather subsequently you've met totally closed to the public, but you've met with members of the symphony. May I ask what that was all about?
I was not privy to the process whatsoever. All I knew was I got a phone call and an offer to meet to discuss my interest in the position. So, it took me really by surprise because I've conducted the Baltimore Symphony regularly and increasingly since my debut, and we've always had a great relationship, and I've loved working with the musicians. I'm sure some of the musicians have objections. And if it weren't the case, I wouldn't be actually very happy because I'm a very strong person. I have very defined ideas. I have very strong vision and ideas about how a leader should behave. But as a conductor, I mean, you really should not be beloved by every musician. I think you can be respected ultimately, very, very deeply. But I think you should often be questioned and often be disagreed with. Perhaps not as publicly, but I'm hoping that there'll be a time in the future when we can all look back and say, God, what were we thinking?
Was this a week that reminded you of why you ever became a conductor?
This was a week that reminded me of every struggle I've been through. I mean, it was the most joyous week on one hand, and it was probably the most reminiscent week of all the obstacles I've had to just endure and just soldier through in order to keep going.
Helpfully, our researchers came up with the fact, you probably know this, in the early 1970s, the Cleveland Orchestra, 98%, rallied against the appointment of Lauren Mozell.
Oh, so look, I got like 8% more than that. I mean, that's pretty good.
Can I get you to talk about that quality of will? Just judging from the outside, that seems to be something that great symphony conductors often possess.
They say it's pretty lonely on the podium. I mean, it's a very solitary profession, conducting. I practice often in a vacuum without my instrument, without my musicians. I spend a lot of time studying, thinking. And then I have to stand in front of 100 people, often people I've never met before in my entire life. And you have to believe so passionately in what you're doing in order to actually enjoy that experience. And it's hard to believe, but I love this. It's fascinating to me. It's challenging all the time. And it's often absolutely inspiring. And when 100 people are doing the best they can possibly do and being the best they can possibly be, and I somehow am participating in a major way in that, it's so rewarding that I think it mitigates the sense of isolation about it.
Is there a piece of music you'd like to recommend we play as we leave this interview?
Would it be okay to play one of my recordings?
Could That's
you play
what we
the,
had in mind, unless you wanted the Little Brown Jug or something like that.
Well, I was really hoping for Home on the Range, but can you play the opening of, at least the opening of Brahms' First Symphony?
I believe we can play anything you like.
Yeah.
That's with the London Philharmonic.
Yes.
The newly appointed music director of the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra, Mara Nelson. Maestro, thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thank you.